yeah. Hey, good morning. We're Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And last night I got to hang up the Christmas tree with my wife, Lindsay. And gotta be honest, I'm typically a Scrooge around the holidays.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
But last night I was like, you know what? I'm in the Christmas spirit.
Did you put on music? Did you
set
the ambiance?
My wife put on the Mariah Carey, like whatever it's called, the Christmas album from when she was like 25.
Love it.
And we just listened to that thing on repeat.
That's cool. I would say, who else has some cool? I love to listen to little Michael Bublé, Brett Eldridge, a hot country artist. He actually has a fantastic Christmas album. I feel like that's the deal. So stars put out, you know, artists a little extra Christmas album, get some extra change, but Mariah Carey tops them all, I think.
Now, being in the Christmas spirit means, hey, Christmas movies, we're less than 2 weeks away from Christmas, the big old day when Santa comes down the chimney.
Well, that makes me panic.
I haven't ordered anything yet.
I have so many presents to order, and I have to do all the wrapping.
Do what I do. Don't do anything. Just sit on your butt and watch a movie. And that's why I'm trying to figure out, with all this movie selection and limited time, what are your top three Christmas movies? 833-563-2539. If you want to chime in, maybe you only got one. You're like, you just have to see this one movie? Okay, hit us up, and we'll be glad to have you on the air. This is also on our socials. Just search for Joe McKenzie on Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook. If you're in Houston, it's Radio Now Houston. In Indy, it's Radio Now 100.9. I will kick it off, and I have a ranking. I don't know if you guys have a ranking for my top three, like my number three movie, and it's a classic. I'm not ripping on it, but I would say that, like, I would have to go with probably Elf. I'd have to go with Elf. That is, like, just a classic movie. Then coming in for me at number two, we got in trouble for this one, but I thought it was kind of funny, and I thought it was a good one from A Christmas Story. It's a classic where the tongue gets stuck to the pole.
Flick's spine stiffened, his lips curled in a defiant sneer. There was no going back now.
This is nuts.
That sounded like Liv the Web Girl when she did that. Now, that's what's it on. TBS, I think, owns the rights there or something.
Yes.
Because it's on, like, they just loop it the whole time. So you just, if you miss part of it, you're like, all right, I'll come back in like 20, 30
it's
minutes.
It's not the holidays unless they do a marathon of that.
Okay, then my number one movie. You've got to see this. It has some swearing, but it came out in 1989. I was this little kid, and I watch it every year without fail. It is Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yes.
Now, this is one part where it swears, but you know what he's saying. Cousin Eddie. White trash as can be.
This is a classic. That is the one film. If I don't watch any other films during the holidays, that's the one I have to watch.
And then for me is, I think at the end when Christmas is falling apart, Clark, well, he tries his best.
Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no. We're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny Kaye. And when Santa squeezes his fat white down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of this side of the nut house.
You're goofy. Don't piss me off, Art.
Clark, it's over.
Not according to Santa's watch, it isn't.
Now, come on, son.
Stay out of this, Dad.
Clark, I think it's best if everyone just goes home before things get worse.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
And that is my family Christmas every single year. Mackenzie, what about you? What's your top three Christmas movies?
Okay, so we agree on a lot of these. Counting from three to one, three, I would say Elf, because it's a classic.
Oh, that's a very good one, yes.
Let's see. Number two, I would go with The Grinch.
It's a good one. Is there a particular Grinch that you like more than others? Because there's the animated, there's the Jim Carrey.
Yes.
I mean, do you like them all?
I like Jim Carrey. Okay. I like the remake. I like the classic little animated one, but definitely Jim Carrey. And I love when he's like baby Grinch. I just think I love all the things
Grinch. Getting picked on and bullied.
And then my number one, I'm going to agree with you, is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And here's another moment that, of course, is classic.
They want you to say grace.
Grace, she passed away 30 years ago.
The blessing.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Oh, that's like everybody's got a family like that. That's the best. All right. All right, cool. So me and Mackenzie actually have the same number one. It's been interesting. Let's wrap it up with Chops. Give me some breakdown here. Your top three Christmas movies.
Mine? Would you just want them three rapid fire?
No, I mean, you can get into it. Let's start out number three, though. Let's go down to number one at the end.
Number three would have to be Elf.
Okay. Okay. This is this part right here.
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite.
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Yes. That is a good one. That is a good one. I look forward to watching that. Maybe I'll watch that tonight after our Christmas party.
Yes. And I also love Home Alone because, oh, man, just that's right to my age demo. I was like 5 when that came out.
Tell you what I'm going to give you, Snakes. I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly yellow... No good keister off my property. 1, 2, 10. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
That is a classic movie. Still holds up today. We all enjoy that. All right, so interesting. What is your number one Christmas movie?
Hands down, number one Christmas movie is A Christmas Story.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes?
I'm trying to find a gentleman doll.
Well, did I play the wrong one? I'm sorry. Let's see here.
Nope, that's well, also, that would have been my number four. Like,
oh, you had extra? Okay.
I switched it because you guys already played the Christmas Story clip.
All right, did you have a clip, though, or no? Another one for that one?
Nope, that would have been the same one.
It's Ellie, okay. You'll shoot your eye out.
But hold on, you bring up an interesting one. Jingle All the Way would have been your four if you could have done four? All right.
What?
Isn't that with, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger or something?
Uh-huh. Yep.
All right, let's check it out. Kind of a little refreshed on memory lane.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes?
I'm trying to find a gentleman doll. these guys are looking for a Turbo Man?
A gentleman doll, yes.
Hey, everybody, these two are looking for a Turbo Man.
Oh, God.
I forgot about that movie.
It's so
That's
funny.
That's a good one.
Another great example of Arnold Schwarzenegger's amazing acting ability right there. All
Thespian.
Right. Now I want to go watch a movie. Hey, if you couldn't get through this morning, why don't you hit us up and let us know what you think on all of our social media. It's Joe McKenzie. Heather, what is your top three Christmas movies?
Top three. Christmas with the Crank. One that people might not think about is Samantha and American Girl Holiday, one of the American Girl movies.
What?
It's really good for the family.
Is that animated or is it not?
No.
Okay.
It's live action. It's got Anna Sophia in it. Like,
I'll have to check that out.
From Soul Surfer.
Cool.
She's just got a brown wig on.
The brown wig throws us.
Another one that people haven't heard of, it's called Merry Christmas.
Ooh, who's in that? Anybody?
Like,
that we know?
What?
Who's in that one? Anyone we know?
Do you know the dad from Smallville?
Yeah.
He's in it.
Okay.
Awesome. Hey, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
She's giving us new Christmas movies to check out if we haven't seen them.
Okay. Well... It's going to be hard to get all these movies in.
I can't wait for Joe to watch American Girl Doll Christmas.
I am. Like, Lindsay, get out of here with that elf. I want to watch the good stuff.